Now, Tamir, are you still there? You have to unmute.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead. You have you have a few minutes because we're all extremely tired. Go ahead. You've heard what Justice Georgiani said, right? Okay.
Yeah.
About Israel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to say that I understood that you're there from almost till in the morning or something, or your noontime, so it's like really late for you guys, so appreciation for all the time you're putting into this and still stay awake. You've mentioned Israel, and I have many comments to share with you guys, but I just want to say to the people that maybe don't know, Israel is a very unique country in this whole pandemic situation. This is a country that is going under huge experiments in humans, because in Israel, the experiment is not only with the vaccine, is the way that we see it. The experiment is also about public behavior. Mm-hmm. And the way that people are reacting to such a fast pace of changing the way society acts and the way that people treat each other. So it's really interesting. It's really scary in many ways. And I have so many details to share with you. But let's start with the vaccination. So for the people who don't know, the Prime Minister of Israel made it like a campaign, which is he wants to save the country and maybe later on the rest of the world by vaccinating everybody. So the thing goes on in Israel. The idea is that we are almost there. It's just about around the corner. If we all get vaccinated, or the majority of the people will get vaccinated, we will get to a herd immunity, and then we will be out of it and we will get our life back. So there is a lot of psychology, and the government, or should I say the regime, is using psychologists and expert scientists in human behavior in order to what they are calling consciousness engineering. So the state of Israel made an agreement with Pfizer about bringing and supplying the vaccines to Israel. And like the rest of the decisions which are concerned with the corona were under secrecy for 30 years. So classified, they were defined as classified, like the corona is an enemy that this information can leak outside and the virus can read what's going on and try to attack us in many other ways. as funny as you find it, guys, I want to tell you seriously that every time now, lately, because we already started the vaccine and we don't see so much improvement in the situation with the hospitalization or with sick people, then now every time there is a new mutation. So every time we're looking for the new mutation, the new version of the virus. But seriously, this is unfortunately, it's a tragic situation because we have injuries. We have whistleblowers coming over a little bit, bit by bit. With what's going on with hospitals, but we are the majority of us are aware and awake. We understand that what everybody on the scientific world are concerned mostly about is the ADE, is the phenomenon that might occur about few months after vaccination. However, because we don't trust the government, because the numbers that you got from the most respected Italian judge, about the official numbers that they said 0.2. And of course, like in every other country here, I think that represented by the people here, mainstream media is working pretty much the same, just sending the same messages. Everything is working with the vaccine great, and it's only with 0.2 adverse effect. But we have different information to give you guys. So in the short time that I'm going to take from you, maybe another 2 or 3 minutes, I will share with you some stuff about Israel, about facts that are going on. So the most shocking one from this week is a testimony from a whistleblower from emergency room. And it's like we can't even get a direct response from this person. It's a nurse because she's so afraid. So even didn't let us to record her with a different voice and stuff like that. And she's saying that more and more people are coming to the ER after vaccination with heart problems. So we've seen that it's increasing, and they said that in the hospitals, they say to the people that are working there, do not publish it, do not share it with the media, so keep it quiet. Mm-hmm. So that's what we know. That's the most shocking piece of information we got. Another thing is that we have three different channels of people. One of them is an organization, non-profit organization that I am working with. And another two people that are just independently are just sprawling and cruising the social media to find evidence or testimonies of people that are saying in WhatsApp, in Facebook, in whatever, that somebody that they know got sick or died or whatever. And then they try to call them and get the information and try to collect the data. So what we know for now, and it's really, really not validated yet, but we have, on a weak scale, we have tens of people that are dying, mostly elderlies. So we're talking like, I don't know, 20, 30, 40, or 50, but it's tens of them. And we have about 400 serious adverse reaction effect. So this is from what we see in the past a few weeks on a weekly average, but it's really have to be still monitored and also validated. It's not validated yet. Mm-hmm. The government doesn't say that we have deaths at all. For them, it's everything is it's going very well. They publish on the mainstream media that it's perfect and like 94 or 95% of the vaccines are working well, but it's just one big propaganda. I told you about a contract that Israel made with Pfizer. So after a lot of pressure, we asked the government to reveal that contract. So they revealed the contract, but they were just made in black all the spaces that they didn't want to reveal to the public. So that was the majority of the contract. We didn't really get something that we can rely on. About the rabbis in Israel, rabbis are only important for a very small part of the population. Not so much. They really, really do whatever the rabbis are telling them. And there is a problem because they are not really as before, like very, very much strong influencers. There are more people that are more in politics. So they are religious, but they're more close to the politicians. Mm-hmm. And we see everything again, like you see in many other countries. But in Israel, the vaccination is such a big thing. You know, it's just. Now they started to ask for it for everybody in workplaces, and this is what we're doing, like on a daily basis. So I will just end with two more pieces of information, because everything that I'm telling you right now, what is the green passport that they're doing in Israel, how are they trying to implement a new norm, which your privacy about your body. And all the rules that we've built after, you know, for 80 years now, after World War II, they want to drop them away to the side and put back a norm that if you are not getting vaccinated, you are part of the problem, you are a public enemy or against society, and that becoming more and more aggressive. So now, because they cannot put it on a law yet, and it's very problematic in our legal system, they just try to implement it by... at de facto on the field. And what happened is that many places of work And I have lists which I tackled today. Offices, even lawyers' offices, are asking for people to show twice vaccination if you want to go on go on working. Factories gyms and security companies, insurance companies. If you want to get insurance in Israel right now, also people that want to work there have to show us vaccination. But if you want to get insurance, you have to fill in if you're vaccinated and how many times. And now they're talking about vaccine and round number three because of mutation. It seems like when they make the vaccines, they knew all the mutations already, so it's good for everything. It's just amazing how much you can deceive people. And they're talking now also about trying to vaccinate kids. The majority in Israel, we don't know how many were vaccinated. It seems that, according to the government, over 3 million, when they are aiming for about 6.4 million. But we believe it's much less than that. But whether it's true or not, the situation right now is that people are not coming to the vaccination station no more, because there was like the strong group of people that were waited for it and were most affected by the propaganda, mostly older people. So they believe also that they are in a big, big fear of this virus. They don't check the facts, the factual facts, you know, about the rates of mortality worldwide. In 2020, we have enough data for people to understand how dangerous it is or not. Of course, nobody's talking about changing lifestyle. You can still go and smoke, you know, eat a lot of garbage. But if you get the vaccination, you're good. So I'm not going to go on over than that. There are so much information I want to share with you guys. But if you want to know what's going on in a country that took it really to the extreme and what's coming to your places, you can get in touch with us. Shirley's my assistant here. She's concentrating all the information, and we will help you to get information about what's going on in Israel, which is leading, as I said, not only with vaccination, also with the way that society is changing. And we are fighting against that.
Tamir, you remember that Robert Kennedy, when we spoke to him, he mentioned, maybe it was Robert or Mary Holland, mentioned that Bill Gates came on television today and proclaimed that a third vaccination is needed because of the mutations. So that's precisely what's happening in your country already. Let me translate this. Also genau die gleiche Horrorstory, nur einen Schritt weiter in Israel, genauso wie es vorhin Angelo Giorgiani schon berichtet hat, der sehr gut verdrahtet ist, einmal nach Lateinamerika und einmal nach Israel, wo er schon berichtet hat über die Verträge, die von der Regierung Netanyahu gemacht wurden mit Pfizer, wo die Regierung sich verpflichten musste, eine bestimmte Prozentzahl der Bevölkerung innerhalb einer bestimmten Zeit zu impfen. Wo die Regierung sich außerdem verpflichtet hat, die Daten, die medizinischen Daten der Geimpften an Pfizer weiterzugeben und insbesondere die Nebenfolgen, die Adverse Reactions, die aus den Impfungen kommen, direkt an Pfizer weiterzugeben. Er sagt, die Zahlen werden da so verfälscht wie überall sonst auch, nur vielleicht noch ein Stück mehr. Die geheimen Verträge sind dann irgendwann auf Druck der Anwälte veröffentlicht worden. Allerdings sind fast alle Bereiche, die interessant sind, geschwärzt, sodass die Veröffentlichung überhaupt nichts genützt hat. Die offiziellen Meldungen der Propaganda von wegen alles läuft toll und 95% ist effektiv und so, alles falsch, sagt er. Die folgenden Zahlen hat er noch nicht verifiziert. Er sagt aber, dafür gibt es konkrete Anhaltspunkte, dass also keineswegs alles gut gegangen ist, sondern dass Dutzende, er sagt Tens, also gemeint sind Dutzende von Menschen, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, das weiß man noch nicht genau, gestorben sind nach den Impfungen, dass ungefähr 400 Adverse Reactions, das Land ist klein, ich glaube 7 Millionen oder so Einwohner, dass ungefähr 400 Adverse Reactions inzwischen vorhanden sind. die Situation ist so, dass er sagt, es ist nicht nur die Impfung, die hier durchgesetzt wird, sondern es gibt hier eine Umbildung der Sozialgemeinschaft, ein soziologisches Experiment sozusagen, genau das, was auch Angelo Giorgiani schon gesagt hat. Darum geht es in Wahrheit, man versucht die Bevölkerung quasi umzuerziehen und unter Kontrolle zu bringen. Nicht man, sondern eben die Davos-Clique, so nennen wir sie hier, die Gruppierung, die sich über die WHO und die World Economic Forum immer wieder trifft. Eine kleine Gruppe von Konzernen, die versuchen, die Kontrolle komplett über die Welt zu erlangen. Das klingt auf den ersten Blick wie eine Verschwörungstheorie. Wir haben es aber heute aus allen Ländern bestätigt bekommen, sodass man langsam mal darüber nachdenken sollte, ob da nicht vielleicht doch was dran ist. Die dritte Impfung wird gerade durchgesetzt in Israel. Die sind also schon in der dritten Phase, könnte man sagen, in der Gewöhnungsphase daran, dass man wahrscheinlich demnächst dann irgendwann wöchentlich geimpft werden muss, weil ja irgendwo die nächste Mutation aus der Kurve geflogen kommt. Es ist jedenfalls so, dass immer mehr Menschen, das darf man dann auch als Hoffnungsschimmer sehen, immer mehr Menschen in Israel nicht mehr mitmachen, sich gerade nicht impfen lassen. Tamir Togal glaubt, dass die offiziellen Zahlen absolut geschönt sind, dass zwar die erste Gruppe derjenigen, die besonders empfänglich für die Propaganda war und sich als gefährdet gesehen hat, sich in Massen impfen lassen hat, aber jetzt hört's auf, jetzt machen die Menschen nicht mehr mit. Ja, ich denke, ich habe das soweit übersetzt. Tamir, we will be in touch anyway. We'll be on the phone on Friday or so. We have to close for tonight because we're all exhausted. But this is only the beginning of this international meeting, of this international cooperation. We've done this on an individual basis. I've been in touch with our American and Canadian colleagues for a while, for months now. And I've been talking to other colleagues from other countries. But this is the first time that all of these countries are zooming in on one live stream. And I think if any of you want to repeat this, if any of you want to do it the same way, let's just go ahead and do it as many times as possible. But this is the first time. There will be more meetings like this, probably once a week or once every 2 weeks. But we will be in touch and we will exchange the information, the evidence that we have, so that everyone is on the same page. Tamir, thank you very much. We'll be in touch. So, dann glaube ich, können wir für heute jedenfalls den Tag beenden. Sehr viele, sehr wichtige Informationen darüber, dass hier weltweit ein Spiel gespielt wird, was nichts mit Gesundheit zu tun hat, aber alles mit der Machtübernahme, insbesondere der wirtschaftlichen Machtübernahme, letzten Endes der kleinen und mittleren Betriebe, aber letzten Endes dann nicht nur dieser Machtübernahme, sondern auch der vollen Kontrolle über die Bevölkerung mithilfe eines soziologischen Experiments, wie es in dieser Größenordnung noch nie gegeben hat. Die Kontrolle über die Menschen ist schon so weit gekommen, dass viele sich alles bieten lassen, Menschen sich sogar impfen lassen in Anbetracht der Tatsache, dass neben ihnen Geimpfte schon gestorben sind. Wir haben das vorhin gehört über die Whistleblower. Deswegen wird es Zeit, dass das, was uns die österreichischen Kollegen gesagt haben, wirklich in die Tat umgesetzt wird, dass wir uns also nicht nur auf die Gerichte beschränken, hat auch der Kollege Jerome Pölz bestätigt, dass auch die Menschen insgesamt aktiv werden. In Holland scheint das funktioniert zu haben, weil die andere Seite zu weit gegangen ist, eine rote Linie zu viel überschritten hat und jetzt die Aufmerksamkeit auch der Mainstream-Medien auf sich gelenkt hat. Ich denke, für heute können wir es dann auch sein lassen. Wenn nicht noch irgendwas Wichtiges zu sagen ist, wir müssen schlafen, glaube ich. Wir wünschen Ihnen trotz allem eine gute Nacht und hoffen darauf, dass das, was hier in Gang gesetzt worden ist, Fortsetzungen finden wird. Ich bin sicher, dass es das geben wird. Also, gute Nacht.
Gute Nacht. Ganz herzlichen Dank nach Deutschland. Gute Nacht.
Dankeschön. Bis dann.
Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Danke für alles. Gute Nacht.